I think the impact is going to be pretty significant, and it's kind of an unusual timing in that on July 1st, you know, we're going to have the toll increases and the gas tax increases as people are taking their families to Ocean City for the 4th of July weekend. They're going to notice a difference when that toll is up 140%, up to $6 from $2.50, and when we get the most expensive gasoline in the entire Mid-Atlantic region.
Now, AAA reported this morning that gas prices are down. People may not notice the tax increase right away, and, you know, as gas prices are falling. Any reaction to that?
Well, it's that stroke of luck, I guess, that the gas prices are falling while the tax is going up, but the impact is still the same, and when the gas prices go back up, it's going to impact people pretty significantly. So who knows how many people are going to pay attention on Monday, but we're trying to get people to make them aware of it because a lot of people don't know it even happened.
You hear a lot from small business owners. What are they telling you?
It's going to have a pretty big impact on business owners, particularly people that have trucking involved, and anybody that pays, everybody's going to pay more because of the cost of moving any kind of goods are going to go up.
And so we're going to be paying more for other things as well.
Well, we in addition to the other 40 consecutive tax hikes and the sales tax hike and everything else, just this is going to have an impact and make everything more expensive.
In terms of Maryland versus Virginia, do you see, I mean, you often hear businesses threatening to move to Virginia, people threatening to move to Virginia, because as I understand, at least when it comes to transportation, gas prices are headed down there. I mean, do people make good on that threat?
Absolutely. I mean, we've gone in the past 6.5 years from 13 Fortune 500 companies down to 3 in the state of Maryland. We've lost 6,500 small businesses, and most of those went to the state of Virginia. Virginia's cheaper in every respect. The gas tax is cheaper, the corporate tax is cheaper, the income tax is cheaper. So businesses make decisions about where to locate based on economic factors, and it's just we're not competitive in Maryland anymore.
Let me ask you about the rain tax. What do you make of Howard County's decision not to begin collecting it in July, actually going back, revising their plan? Carroll County's come up with a plan that is not going to impact their residents. What do you make of all that?
Well, there's a tremendous backlash from an overwhelming majority of Marylanders who are opposed to this rain tax and just absolutely hate it. And so I think Howard County either, I don't know if they saw the light or they just felt the heat, but the citizens were irate, and they've postponed it until you know, they can get their act together. But in Carroll County, standing up. So I think it's going to be interesting. No one in the state wants to see this happen, and it's going to be a big fight.
Dare I say it, does politics, gubernatorial politics, play into that?
I would say there's a good chance that the politicians are thinking about, if 90% of my constituents are angry about this tax, maybe we ought to postpone it.
And is that anger going to come up? And they're going to react to that anger in the General Assembly session next year. I mean, Speaker Bush and President Miller don't want a special session this year. I don't think anybody in Annapolis wants a special session. So but is this you're going to still hear that anger come January?
I hopefully you will. I mean, I really think it's like the straw that breaks the camel's back. People, 40 consecutive taxes, they don't like any of them. But this rain tax may be just the one that really pushes them over the edge.